This is Reg and ATL coming to you live from the lovely city of Atlanta via iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and
Tune in.
Thank you. We're going to keep that, Alyssa. I really like that addition there. With the lovely Alyssa Di Tommaso here. And we are, do you notice like when I say your name, I say here. I like,
yeah.
With the lovely Alyssa Di Tommaso here. That's, I don't know why that just rolls off like that. But Alyssa, so I want to do a show, and in show prep, it sounds like it's going to be a weekly show on your dating life, which is much more interesting than mine. As if you thought that your dating life was interesting, it puts you pretty much into like it put mine to shame. I'm like, I'm looking at this one like I clearly have nothing going on. I'm doing nothing with my life, Alyssa. So for the sake of these gentlemen, I shall put it. for the sake of these gentlemen here,
or boys, right? Let's these be guys, honest.
Yeah, there's probably like maybe only one or two gentlemen in here. I'm going to we're going to change the names, okay? And we're going to start. Let's do this on let's go back 7 days because I'm not sure when this is actually going to be released. So we'll just do this on like a very generic 7 to 8 day span.
Okay.
And actually no, this is gonna go back about a week and a half though. So in about roughly a 9 day span, Alyssa had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dates. 1, 2, 3,
plus
four,
I didn't
five, six,
we didn't put
six,
one down eight. On the list, so technically 7.
Oh wow, excuse me. I don't want to take that away from you.
Flips hair.
So let's start with the first one, and let's go back. Let's say that was just the Tuesday of last week, and today is Friday. Yeah. All right. So, and today is Friday. It's like the middle. It's 1 p.m. on Friday. Have you been on any dates this morning?
God, no.
All right. So I'm just making sure. All right. So let's go back to Tuesday of the previous week. You met with Small Timmy. So Small Timmy, age 26. All righty. So let's
from Macon, Georgia.
Is it Macon, huh?
Yes.
All right. And you still went out with him. Shout out to all of my Macon people. That was horrible.
That was
horrible. I should edit it out. I should edit it out later. I'm sorry. So this is the guy that you said, so you guys went to this is a dinner date.
Dinner date.
Okay. How long were y'all talking on, and these are all Tinder dates, so we should call this like a Tinder date series.
Yes.
Because clearly you have no time for any other dating.
Well,
dating
I'll probably
app.
Switch it up like in October.
And then are you going to get off Tinder? Because you can't keep both. You'll be going on dates like you already had like 7 and like 8, 9 day span.
Yeah, so I'll probably switch to like one of my other many applications I use, or I'll just start going out and getting numbers and going out on dates with those people.
Okay. So also you said that you go through like a phase like this, just to kind of pause on the small, we'll get back to small Timmy. You said that you go through this like serial dating kind of situation maybe once or twice a year.
Yes.
And you call it your dating purge.
Yes.
And after that, you're all good. You get it out your system.
It's out of my system. Focus on 100% Alyssa Town, my career, all of that stuff.
You say 100% Alyssa Town. Alyssa City, the city, the metropolis that is Alyssa. All right. So, okay. So you guys go to a dinner date, Mexican restaurant, met him on Tinder. You guys are talking for about 3 to 4 days before you.
Yeah. And immediately he initiated the date probably after the first day of talking. So I was like, okay, pretty cool.
How do you feel about that?
I was okay with that.
How many, so when you say initiated a date after the first day of talking, how many messages I should say, because he says 1 day. So how many messages is that?
We had a really great conversation. I would easily say combined total 80 to 100 messages back and forth.
Yo, and in 1 day? Y'all message other 80 to 100. Were you working? What were you doing?
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's 50 per person if it's 100. So that's not that
much.
You're
averaging like what? How many? Okay. So are we talking about a 24-hour day or are we talking about maybe a day like 12 hours?
Maybe like 12 hours.
12 hours. So y'all are on average
so like I'll
six
be,
to seven messages an hour. So every 10 honest, minutes, you guys are sending messages.
If I'm being honest, if I'm being 100% honest, I will be multitasking. So I could be doing my laundry and like I see a guy messages me and I'm just like, oh, la, 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 la.
Very nice. So, is that the sound of you messaging?
Yes.
That's the sound she makes when messaging. So, okay, 3 to 4 days. Y'all were messaging, but he initiated it after the very first day.
Yes.
You felt it was cool, but you didn't make it to that because Alyssa has a serious schedule. She just can't jump out here like that.
Yes, and as you've seen, I showed you
right.
the detailed planner.
It is very, you're a very detailed individual. So y'all go to a restaurant in your area.
Yes.
Okay. And what were some of the takeaways on this particular date? We're on Small Timmy. Small Timmy. So Small Timmy, why do you call him Small Timmy?
Because he was the same height as me. And I'm average height for a female. I'm 5'4". But it's just like, and we talked about it before with, you know, height really shouldn't be somebody's concern. If somebody has a great personality and a good heart, that's what you should really look at. But I called him Small Timmy because it just seemed like he just seemed so small. His mannerisms, the things
he
would do.
So it's not just height. It wasn't just his height. Small Timmy because he seemed to kind of cower.
Yes. And it's like, I don't think I'm an intimidating person. I don't think I come off as scary, but he just, I showed you the motion where he's like,
he said that he was so nervous. He was covering his mouth with his hands type situation.
Yes, I was so confused.
Was he fanning himself?
He even pulled the fan out. Yes.
Oh, he's fanning himself. I'm just so nervous. Oh my God. All right. So, what was your impression at that point? Like was it an immediate turn off or because
you
got to the
it.
Day,
the,
he got to the day and you guys exchanged a sizable or a number of messages. I say a lot of,
you know, and I get it. You know, people can be nervous. It's a first date, first time meeting somebody, but the fact that he kept on going back to being nervous was just kind of weird and creepy. It was just like,
how many times did he reference it?
At least 4.
Really? Like so 4 from the time that your initial, so from the time that you sat down, because you guys get to the restaurant, did you drive there and did you drive there, you Ubered or
what? We went separately. I drove in my own car.
And he drove?
In his own car.
Okay. So you get there and immediately when you guys meet, I'm nervous.
Yes. I mean, it was like first he like stood up very awkwardly, which I thought was very gentlemanly. I've never had a guy
so he was already sitting down?
Yeah, he was sitting down. I walked in and he stands up and like kind of, does the Vanna White, here is your chair.
Right, did he?
So,
nice. He presented the chair to you.
Yeah, he just like, I mean, it was a booth, so it's not like he could pull the booth out for me to sit down and push it back in.
But he did his best.
Yeah, and I was like looking at him, and I sat down, and he was like looking at me. I was like, you can sit down.
So when you sat down, was he still standing? Like,
yes, and he was looking at me, and I was like,
"Yo,
you can
are you
sit
serious?
Down." I felt like maybe I was like the queen like, or
how,
something.
How
like I was like, there, small peasants.
Oh,
goodbye.
Man, you didn't say that in our show prep. That is freaking. I'm getting the visual, the mental.
I know.
Picture
I gotta
there.
Save some of that stuff so I can get your genuine reaction.
That is hilarious. So he's still standing while you're sitting down. All right. So he's nervous. How did that flow of the date go?
You know, we had basically had to make a side conversation to address his nerves.
Really?
Yes.
That should have been taken care of instantly.
Yeah. And so, you know, the first time he says he's nervous, I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. You know.
Were you flattered at first? Because I know that the more times things like that come up, it can maybe be flattering at first, but then it comes across as insecurity and a little bit creepy as things tend to go on.
You know, I was like, oh, don't be nervous. I'm pretty dorky. Don't worry about it. You have nothing to be nervous about when it comes to me.
Nice.
But, you know, he just kept on with the I'm nervous. Maybe the second time I had it, like we had this whole side conversation. I was like, well, why are you nervous? And he alluded to, he was like, well, this is my first date. So I immediately interjected with your first date ever. And then he says, but I kind of feel like it was a cover up, but he says it's his first Tinder date ever. But I don't know. I kind of got the, based on how nervous he was and how, honestly, some of his mannerisms were strange.
And
but,
what other strange mannerisms?
Like, it was like, he didn't want to be more than like a few feet away from me kind of deal. Like it was like,
what do you mean?
So like, we were like talking and I went outside because he was paying, even though I offered to pay my own way. Let me make that very,
very
clear.
Nice,
offered to pay.
Right.
So I went outside and, but it was like, he was like, no, just wait. I'm paying. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll just wait on the bench outside. Cause I just wanted to change the scenery. And then it was like he.
So y'all both got up though at the same time from the booth. Like,
yes.
You didn't go wait outside and he's still sitting at the booth.
No, I was.
So it was a go outside. It was a go to,
yeah,
go to a place
like,
to pay type situation.
It was almost like he was like running to meet me at the booth. I don't know if he thought I was going to ditch him. I don't.
Really?
It was very strange.
Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, bro. You can only make it look worse if you decide to give chase. Like, if you decide to, like, chase after the person.
Yeah. Like,
you're only going to make, you're only going to draw more attention to the situation. If they're running, just let them go.
Yeah. So I was, that part was a little concerning and weird to me. And it kind of felt like he was smothering me. So I was like, no more dates after this one.
Okay. So he's got one date guy. It's over for him.
Like, yeah, I feel like scratch his name off the
chalkboard.
All right,
let's go ahead and scratch. Like, small Timmy has been scratched, but not because of height, because of insecurity and
a
little bit
of
crowding.
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's move on. So you take a rest day. From
rested,
Tuesday, you,
yes.
And you rested on Wednesday. You know, so small Timmy's on Tuesday, you rest on Wednesday. So we're back now to Travis on Thursday. Now, Travis is 24 to 25. This person you say you talked a lot with on the phone.
Yes. Each night we talked on the phone for a minimum of 1 hour.
So how long did you guys exchange messages on Tinder? Before you kind of started like talking.
So this one is a little complicated because I initially matched with Travis several months ago when I was going through my dating purge at the beginning of the year.
Wow. It's your first purge.
Yes.
Okay. So he made, how did you get into the second purge list?
So we messaged, but then like, I was like, okay, I'm done with my dating purge. So I kind of left him hanging and then
he missed the window.
So when I got back on, I saw I had a message from him and I was like, hey, so sorry for the delayed response.
What was the delayed response? Like months?
Yes, several months.
Oh,
I was like, I'd love to get together with you if you're still interested in getting together with me. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he kind of made like a witty joke about getting my number. So I gave him my number and that initiated us just talking on the phone.
Okay. So you guys talk on the phone for days. Right? Four
yes.
to 5 days. And then you finally go on your date.
Yes.
And that date is here at, for people who are familiar with Atlanta, or if you're not, it's a place called Atlantic Station. I've been on several dates here as well. I'm very familiar. So that was an evening night dinner date type situation?
Yes.
Okay. And now something that struck me about this was very funny, and it did come off as stereotypically young, like I like to say, because you said you had ice cream. You had
okay, whatever. You can't turn down what is the name of that place? Killwinds? Like you can't turn that place down.
So what did you have, like an ice cream cone or what were you rocking?
I got a bowl. I can't do cones because I eat ice cream too slow.
Yeah, I feel
not
you.
Slow enough that it turns to soup, but slow enough that I can't do a cone.
Right, right. You got to be pretty aggressive on that cone situation.
Oh, I know.
So then you decided to meet here at Atlantic Station, right? Did you guys same thing? You guys both took your vehicles.
Yes.
Type situation. Okay. And this is evening time. So did y'all do dinner and ice cream or how did that work?
Dinner and ice cream.
Okay.
Oh, you wanted more information?
Yeah, dinner and ice cream. Because I don't know about I wasn't there.
So, I mean, I guess that silence sums it up. I mean,
that was it.
We really just talked for, I'm not even lying, 6 hours.
All right. So that's what struck me here about this Travis situation is that you talked for 6 hours.
I agree.
Six hours. So what time did you guys get up? Like, what time did you guys meet up?
We met up at like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
And talked to the next day, literally.
Yes.
So you met up on Thursday and talked till Friday.
Yes. And I mean, I'm a pretty communicative person, but part of it was, and we talked about this, he kind of had a slow response time, but you could tell it was like he was really thinking and crafting
up good
responses.
So in this whole 6 hours, you probably have about a good solid 3.5 hours of conversation and 2.5 hours of thinking.
Yeah, him like crafting like his thoughts. But you could tell, and I really appreciated that he was super thoughtful. But I don't know if it was just that he wasn't reading my cues. I don't know. Like,
in what sense? When you say reading cues.
Well, I mean, you
like,
know.
Like your conversation cues.
Yes, but also like, you know, oh, it's okay if you wanted to like put your arm around me or okay, something
so
like
now,
that. So like
and
touch
we'll
boundaries.
Definitely touch boundaries, which I definitely want to touch on in another show that we do.
Pun
because
intended.
I'm very, very nice. You know, I that's very hard for guys. But so you were touching his arm and all that stuff. Was mm-hmm. he like cowering away or was he just like not reciprocating?
It was like kind of non-responsive. Like it was just not registering
like even,
in his head.
You know, he didn't even feel the touch. Maybe
like
it
he's
was.
A robot. Maybe he's a robot.
maybe it registered like later that night. Like he woke up like, oh, because maybe he just has a very slow response. Maybe he has very slow response time in general. Like, you know, like his thinking, crafting his thoughts. So another thing that you said about this guy was that he, and this guy's 24 to 25. I'm not sure if I said that before, but another thing about this guy is you said you felt he objectified women.
Absolutely. And
so he crafted his thoughts and that's what came up like.
Right. So, I mean, there were just a couple of like sentences here and there where he would just, and it was some of the wording he was using too, that I was like, that's interesting. Cause he was like, oh, well, women should be dolled up. And you know,
but you said, he said that after like, getting on somebody for being dolled up. Like he said he made that.
Yeah, so he was like, basically he was like, I hate when women wear caked up makeup and then they give you a hug and there's makeup on your shirt, or like you touch their face and it's like paint on your hand. But he's like, but women should be dolled up and should look like refined and well put together.
Okay, so you're taking away points every single time one of those comes up.
It's
mentally you're like deducting off
yeah,
the scoreboard.
It's kind of like, yeah, I'm like, you know what? You know, I get it. You know, everybody has a preference. Everybody has a type. And maybe that wasn't the way he meant to say the words he was trying to say, but it made him seem like he was objectifying women. And that is a total turnoff.
So no second date for Travis here.
No second date for Travis.
So he's all right. Travis is just struck out there. I mean, it would have been, wouldn't have been until like 2 weeks from now anyway.
Right. Because I'm
your
booked
busy
up.
Schedule. But yeah, you know. All right. So. You take off a couple of days. That's Thursday. So you took off Friday. Actually, 3 day. You had a 3 day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, taken off for Alyssa. And you are back at it with Tommy here on Monday. And that's of this current week. And Tommy's 25.
Yes.
All right. So how long did you talk to him?
I don't remember. Like 3, 4, 5 days, something like that. I don't
okay.
know.
And were you, did you guys have any phone conversation before you guys went out, or was it all text?
Mostly all text messages, like maybe one phone conversation.
Okay. So you guys went to a place called Loca Luna.
Shouts out Loca Luna.
Shouts to Loca Luna. Absolutely. I have a lot of people who love that place, and I've been a couple times myself. Now, this is this is the one where you had a decent date. That led to a kiss that you felt like was like over the top. So is there anything mentionable
before that? All right. Let's first of all address that over the top. I feel like you're making it seem like it's mind shattering, but no. Okay. So part of my problem was I thought we had really great connection, really great chemistry.
And how long was the date? Like in general, like how long, maybe like 2 or 3 hours. How long were you guys together?
We probably met up at like 9 o'clock and hung out until 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
12, 1. Okay. So 9 and hung out. Okay. So, that's
like
a decent amount
hours,
of time,
yeah.
3 to 4 hours. Okay.
One of the things that kind of upset me was he was like, oh, well, I'm good at college, but you know what? It didn't challenge me. Or he said something along the lines of like, what's the point of going to college? Like, I'm just going to quit. Like, he like is not in school. But I was like, there's a lot more that goes into having like a college education than just like, yeah, I get it. Like the first few years are hard. Like,
right.
Totally get it. And like, it's repetitive of what you're taking when you were in high school. I do get that. But college is a lot more than just taking classes. There's like a lot of life experiences you have when you go to college. And I kind of felt like he initially wrote off like higher education, and I am
so
not for
you,
that.
You are. Okay. So college is not for everyone, but it is, that doesn't mean you knock the entire experience. Like it's
right.
Not for anyone.
Yeah. And
you
know, I agree.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
That. No. Yeah. I know that. And I mean, like I know people very personally that they didn't go to school. Or they went back to school when they were like 50. So
I get it too. Like, and you shouldn't do just dismiss somebody's experience because it wasn't for you type situation, you know. And that's what you felt like, he was being completely dismissal of the entire experience because of maybe his experience.
Right. And but you know, we kept on with the date, kept talking, and we left Loca Luna because it closed. And
Loca Luna left you guys.
Kicked us out onto the curb. Walked over to Red Light Cafe, I think is the name of the place.
Red Light, shouts to Red Light. Been forever since I didn't, in show prep, I remember asking you if that place was still around. I didn't even know that place was still there. So shout out to them for holding on for so long. Red Light's been there for a long time. All right, so you guys went from Loca Luna to Red Light.
And we watched some local artists.
Okay. Hip hop show or no?
No.
What kind of show was it?
It's tough to say. I came in like middle to end of the show, but it's just artists who were.
Did they have like spoken word? Or
no, no, they
like...
were like singing. Like it was like people like actually like they were playing songs they wrote, okay. asking for criticism on.
Like judging type situation.
Yeah. And it was open forum, so people could just talk to them.
Okay. Awesome. Did they get banter like back and forth? Did you see people?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's pretty cool. I never experienced anything like that. And the date ends and we go outside and we did have a kiss.
So this is the awkward, how do we end moment? And but, you're outside. Which you should be an expert at now. Like,
Alyssa
is masterful at navigating now. I'll ask you some questions about that later off the air so we can, you know, refine. Refined situation.
Get my
here.
Textbook, you mean? but no, yeah, absolutely. So I'm not a fan of somebody
and
just...
you guys are outside at this point. Like, so you're at your individual cars or he walked you to your car?
So we're at his car. I had Ubered because I knew I was going to be drinking.
Nice.
I
Very
don't
responsible.
Support drinking and driving. That's
Very
a huge no-no.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're talking and I'm not the type of person who's for at the end of the night, can I kiss you or... do you want to kiss? Like, I feel like that's so tacky and cheesy, but
as far as the guy asking,
yes.
What do you want him to do?
And I feel like
you want
even
him to just
girl,
take a risk and put it out there.
Right. If the moment calls for it, put it out there. But this particular young man, Tommy,
young Tommy,
he asked in a very clever way that at first I was like, I kind of liked how he asked. It didn't initially register that he was asking for a kiss, but more so kind of feeling out the moment. But I think if I'm not mistaken, the question was like, what if I was instinctive? And I was like, let me see where this goes. Like, okay. So we kiss, but then it like, I feel like it was a nice, good first date kiss. But then,
so let's stop there. What is a nice, good first date kiss? Because clearly things went south here. So at what point could he have stopped and then it not entered into creep factor?
So I'm okay with a little tongue, nothing over the top.
Slight
tongue, nothing.
And what time are we talking about? Like talking about like maybe about a minute or two? Because you know, you go past a certain amount of time, you're going in a full-blown makeout session.
Right. So I'm like, yeah, maybe a minute or two.
Okay.
But then what kind of deterred me from the situation is I felt like his tongue was kind of like a little worm, just like poking around, trying to get
so
back.
So not really the great, not really. So you weren't enjoying the kiss in general anyway, technique-wise. You were already not impressed with technique.
And then I felt like it was turning into a makeout session because he was just trying to like... grope me and I'm
so
like,
what do you mean
I'm
grope not, like he had his arms on your back or what do you mean
like trying to grab
like rubbing you up and down like what
yes my front side and like
oh really
so I'm like I'm not that kind of girl blah blah mm-hmm. Uber
and,
comes
and that's
I
what
go
you
home.
Said to him so you had already called your Uber so yes. Luckily the clock's running
I already thought ahead.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Although what is crazy is on my Uber home, totally support Uber pool, by the way, you never know who you're going to meet. I did meet a guy named Travis who was totally cool, but I totally got cocked blocked by the Uber driver.
Why?
Like he just wanted to talk about all these serious subjects. Like he
the
was
Uber
just,
driver.
Yeah. He okay. was talking about like sex trafficking and drugs.
Oh, well, that's
and,
we can't.
And poverty.
We can't bond
and
over
I
sex
was like,
trafficking.
I was like, dang, this guy is so cute. I'm trying to like get my, like give him my number or something. And this man
so
is
never
cock
got the, you
blocking
never, you
me.
You didn't get the number.
Yes. So Travis from Uber, if you're listening.
Goodness gracious.
Find me, please.
So we have, so with Tommy, he was pretty much his over the top makeout session attempt led to his dismissal.
Yes.
No second date for Tommy.
No second date for Tommy.
All right. Well, in once again, it wouldn't matter because we're on to Trey on Tuesday anyway. You know what I mean? And there was no time for Tommy. So Trey is 25, right? Yes. And you call this a, because I have in my notes here, total barf date. A total barf date, a TBD. And it's not to be determined. It's a total barf date. And so why was that? Why do you call that total barf date? You talked to him for how many days on
maybe before? Like a week or so. But okay. So for Trey, we were talking, telling each other about each other's lives. And I was talking to him about how, you know, I work at a radio station and some of the other stuff I'm involved in. And he was just like, calling other parts of my life boring, like being a student was boring. And I'm like, what is with these dudes who are hating on like college education, right? Like people.
Right, no doubt.
And so that offended me. So I didn't talk to him for like a couple of days. But then I was like,
for punishment.
I guess, but
you put him in timeout, Tinder timeout. I will not be texting him. Tinder timeout. We will be working on that. We're going to refine a lot. We're going to refine a lot of these statements out here.
But you know, I was like, maybe I overreacted and misinterpreted his message. But he really did say the words, "That's boring."
Really?
So there's really no.
So there's no misinterpreting. But that's
you know,
boring.
I was like, maybe you know, he was trying to be funny and didn't put an LOL or something like that. And so then he hits me up a couple days later, and I'm very short with him because I'm like, I don't want to talk to this dude. And he's like, are you okay? You just seem mad and like short.
So when you guys had other phone conversation before, so when it's boring thing, he texts that to you.
Yes.
But before you had phone conversation?
No phone conversation.
So then this is your first phone conversation when he says you seem like you're mad, or he's texting that as well?
Still texting. So I was
because
very,
you're doing one word answers.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I was also punctuating everything. So I was very impressed that he kind of picked up on the fact that I was not having it, that I was like,
you were wow. So tell me, because, you know, I'm a dinosaur here. What do you mean you were punctuating? Does that mean something? Because I just add punctuation all the time. Have I been sending the wrong messages?
No. I feel like everybody has it's kind of like their own local dialect on how they text.
Okay.
When I am not feeling something, I will punctuate. I'm normally exclamation points and smiley faces and no like period at the end of a sentence if I do end a sentence. But whenever I am not feeling something, I will put a period. I'm very, very, very distinctly like, that's the end. I'm not open for any more conversation. Don't talk to me. Goodbye.
Really? Do I need to go back and look through my messages here? So if there's no emojis, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, we have a professional relationship.
If there's no emojis, does that mean like that's bad?
For a guy? If in a romantic situation?
If you stop sending the emojis, because I know you'll send like happy faces and stuff. And so if you send no emojis, then it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's not like I send them all the time, but especially if it's like total dry, kind of how my voice sounds mundane right now, feeling type text.
Because you got to try to get that tone out of there. So you got to look for indicators. But since there's no like...
If I'll be like, I blah, 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 comma, da, 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 period. Send text message. Like if it's like super well punctuated, then that's like, I feel like an indication of I'm not feeling this. I'm just keeping it proper and cordial and go away.
Nice. So when do you, let's talk about the date itself. All right. So you guys say that you guys went to Chili's.
I like
Chili's, by
Me
the way.
Me too.
All right. So you guys went to Chili's, and how was that?
It was only okay. I felt like I was rushed in my order, so I ordered something I'd never had
before.
Why did
you feel like you were rushed?
Well, the waiter kept coming back and was like, are you ready to order? Are you ready to order? Are you ready to order? And so I was like feeling so uncomfortable. I was like, my dude was ready to order.
Right.
So I was like, I guess I'm ready.
So the guy, Trey, is like, he's looking at you like, now they're both ganging up on you.
Yeah, like, and they like,
are you ready to order?
Yeah, and so then they had this moment, and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, no, fine, no big deal. But then it came back to my turn for being ready to order, and they're like, oh, you're not ready? And they were like, let's talk about your order. Like, they were joking, but they're like, oh, the Big Mouth Bites, that's made with Angus, which comes from a cow. And oh, then, like, it was like my date tray was like, really? I need a Wikipedia that. And I'm like, whatever. So I just rushed, ordered something, although okay, it was delicious. Glad I rushed it.
That's good.
Great food. But it just felt like the conversation was stale. He already thought it was boring, like that my life was boring.
That
little interaction with the waiter, total turn off.
Oh, really? Really? So he's starting off on the wrong foot, a lot of wrong foot. I'm kind of curious as to why you even went out with him at all if you already had a preconceived notion of like it probably is not looking very good.
Yeah, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. And also, I don't know, I just wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt and see if maybe it was like we just have bad text chemistry. Mm-hmm. But even in person, it was...
Oh, wow. Okay. So you, I have something here about touch boundaries. Did he break the touch? He broke the touch boundaries.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Like, I was already not feeling the date. Like, when we were at Chili's, we go to the movies. And please don't hate me, listeners. Please don't hate me. But I actually have never seen any of the, like, Alien versus Predator or Predator movies. I've seen, like, little shots here and there, like, flipping through the channels on TV.
You've seen Star Wars, right?
Yes.
Okay, then that's all that matters.
Avid Star Wars fan. Right,
that's cool.
But
that's cool.
He was trying to, like, scare me. Like, he was trying to hype up the movie to be, like, a scary movie. It totally wasn't scary.
And you said he kept jumping at you. And
like, kind of, like, trying to make me, like, jump and be startled. Or, like, he was, like, trying to, you know, when somebody's, like, right behind you and they, like slightly put the tips of their finger against, like your hand, and you're like, oh, like it scared me. Like he was trying to do stuff like that, and I just
oh my goodness,
we're
that's
in a dark
very
theater.
Thin line,
yeah,
between super creeper status and playful touching.
Right, and I mean, yeah. So it was like we're in a dark theater. You already kind of made fun of me. You said that me going to school was boring. You only had an interest in my job. Like I feel like you have ulterior motives. So I'm a little questioning you right now, and it was just so weird. At the end of the night, though, to put a cherry on top of this sundae.
Of course.
He did ask for a kiss. And
he asked for it. He said, hey, may I have a kiss, please?
No, he was like, so are we going to do the goodbye kiss thing? And I said, no.
That's awkward in itself.
Yeah, I was like, no. And he was like, oh, I just wasn't sure. Some people do that. Some people don't. I was like, yeah, that moment passed. And he's like, well, let's rewind. I was like,
said?
Yeah, he's like, well, let's rewind then to where it wouldn't have passed. And I was like, yeah, no, sorry, I don't do that. And I got in my car and drove off.
Damn, Trey.
Since
so,
then.
So, kiss rejection.
But the story's not over. Since then, Trey has hit me up like 3 or 4 times, like immediately
the
after.
Boring girl.
Yes.
Nice.
Hit me up and was like, so I know I ruined the end of the date. I had a great time with you. Want to go out again sometime, blah, blah. I was like, okay. Didn't indicate like, oh yeah, for sure. Definitely. I'll let you know when I'm available. I was just like, okay. And left it at that.
So you're like, that's never.
Right.
The week
like,
after never.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be rude, but week after never, basically. Mm-hmm. Then he starts hitting me up with, well, I'm available on Thursday. Are you available? And I was like, I'm not available. Well, I'm available on Friday. And I was, are you available? And I was like, I'm not available.
And are you just saying that?
No, I actually legitimately, you saw my calendar.
No, I'm saying, are you just saying that in the text? Like, is that, are you saying anything
oh,
else?
Oh, no,
are
yeah,
you
just I'm
saying,
just like,
I'm not available.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not available.
I'm not available. Because yeah, even, I feel like you should be able to detect, if you, that's all you're texting back to him, then that, you should be able to detect there that
well,
she's
okay,
not really
so
feeling you.
Initially, I started with, I'm not available on that day. And then he was like,
oh,
well, what about
we
the
go.
Next day? And he, I was like, I'm not available that day. And he's like, well, what about the next time? I was like, I'm not available. I'm not like. And
so then you dropped the day and just yeah. said, I'm not available.
Yes.
Okay. So then there we go. It's over.
So
how many days did he keep texting or was it just.
So it? Didn't hear anything from him. And then I finally heard from him this morning. Not like I was waiting for his text, but good morning. Happy Friday. How are you? And I'm like, leave me alone.
So you never responded to that?
No.
All right. Good job. All right. So he's still waiting for that text. Trey, it's not coming. So now let's move on to Lord Theodore here. Lord Theodore from London. And that was on Wednesday. Okay, yes. So Lord Theodore is a bit older here, 32. Now, you said that Lord Theodore was casual cool. Explain what casual cool is.
So, I mean, I don't know if there's an actual word for it, but, like, you know, that guy that he's got all the name brand clothing and it's, like, clean. It's, like, looks like fresh out the box clean. Like,
I just received some clothing fresh out the box. You saw it.
Yeah, I did.
A couple jackets.
Mm-hmm. They were pretty nice.
Thank you.
Shouts out Joseph A. Banks.
Joseph A. Banks. Shout him out. So casual, cool, all clean and stuff. Said he's rocking a Fendi sweater, right?
Fendi sweater. Where
how cold was it? Like Fendi sweater.
It wasn't even cold. Like, that's why I was like, are you cold? When I saw him, because I'm over here sweating, like the humidity, my hair. Outfits are matching
depending on, like, have you ever looked at a picture and you can't judge how cold, like, what the temperature is, because you'd be looking at a picture with a group of people.
Yeah.
And they're wearing different outfits. Like, one person has a jacket on, another person wears shorts, and you're like, I can't judge.
Yeah, that would have been this picture, because I was wearing, like, this really cute black sequins, like, blouse, tank top, and some jeans, and I had on some gold heels, and, like, I was accessorized, looking good, feeling my outfit.
Nice.
But I was just, like, a little disappointed that he kind of came a little casual, and I was like, I mean, I get it. You know what? I get it. Fendi, that's money. Yeezy, that's money. But I'm not looking for the money. Like, I'm looking for a connection.
Okay.
So
connect with my bank account. That's what he wants you to connect with, at least mentally. You know what I mean?
I guess mentally, yeah. So we talk, and I was really excited to meet with Lord Theodore, because we were talking, and he was like, oh, I am a video game music soundtrack software person, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. He's a creative. I'm a creative. We've got all these creative energies flowing, but nice. His text messages were so weird. Like, I don't even know. Like, one of the first text messages after we exchanged phone numbers from talking through Tinder was, we should just make out already.
Let's just get it over with.
Crickets, crickets.
Let's just get it over with.
I was like, LOL, yeah, I'll see when I meet you.
So here's the thing. When I told you about this, when we talked about this in show prep, like, you didn't necessarily shoot it down. And guys, that's all we need. You know what I mean? That's give us anything. And we're like, well,
she didn't say no. She didn't say no. And just like some of the stuff he was saying, he was like, you're my new boo. So these were raising red flags for me. I was like, there's something clearly not right with this guy. Just so strange.
He was saying, you're my new boo.
Yes.
And this is in text messages before you, like the day of the day or before you
day
guys?
Day of the day.
After how long of meeting this guy? How long have you known that this guy existed on, like, Earth at this point?
48 hours.
So I've just known about your existence for 2 days. Okay.
Right. So I'm like, what a weirdo. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe he's just trying to come off as strong and, like, you know, like, I don't know. However, guys, he wanted come to come off.
So this date is going to strike me because this is a guy who came off as trying to play up his sexual prowess, so to speak, or play up like, hey, I'm really just all about it. But then it doesn't end up being as all about it as it comes off. With a lot of guys, we do a lot of posturing, and this might have been the same type of situation here. These guys went to Red Martini. What is that? Is that a bar?
Shouts out Red Martini Lounge. It's a lounge. In the entertainment district of Buckhead. The
entertainment district, which I thought was all of Buckhead, damn near. But I feel you. Like, so the hookah there, right?
Hookah, and
I
told you drinking, I'm not really into the hookah.
I gotta
shots of Hennessy.
Out.
Shouts out
so
Hennessy.
So hookah and hen, pretty much.
I liked that. Hookah and henny.
Hookah and henny. So you guys are there for how long? Is that where you met up and everything? What time was that?
We met up at like 12.
Oh, wow. That's already late night.
Like maybe 11:30, 11:45.
Okay.
We danced.
Did you dance?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We danced, had good times.
Okay.
The question he asked was, he didn't ask the question. He was like, I just want to go somewhere so I could kiss you in private, which AKA stands for let's hook up. And okay, by this point, I had already determined. I was like, I bet this guy's just here for like a smash and dash, which is totally fine with me. Like, whatever.
Right. Because that's you're feeling at that point. Like, you're not really feeling long-term situation with this guy.
Whatever. That's fine. Cool. Okay. So we leave the bar.
Mm-hmm.
and things get a little X-rated. Right, so right. We'll just say
we'll save all the details. Yeah.
There was a car. I'll say that.
Right. But the details, if we were to say them, happened in the car.
Yes.
Okay.
Said details did happen in
the car. And said details were less time than this segment.
Right.
Like just his segment. Like talking about just him.
Yes.
Like it lasted about the same amount of time we're going to spend on him, period.
Maybe even less. Maybe even
so
less.
Like
a solid 6 or 7 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, Lee, goodness gracious. So you didn't leave exactly impressed.
No.
With his sexual prowess.
Yeah,
so
and you know, I had already determined in my brain this dude's here for a smash and dash, totally fine, because I wasn't feeling him.
Okay.
I was like, might as well have some fun.
So then after that, you guys said you went to the Waffle House, which is the key to your night here. I mean,
So he was like, first of all, Lord Theodore has only been in the United States for like 7 months.
Nice.
And I was like, so have you ever like, what are your American experiences that you're like, this is totally American and disgusting? Cause let's face it. Like other countries think we're gross and it's totally fine. Yeah. Whatever. They're just jealous.
Superpower.
Yeah.
They wish they were superpowers.
They're just jealous. Cause we've got McDonald's open 24 hours a day.
Right.
But, he's like, I don't really have one. I was like, all right, so we're going to have to go to Waffle House.
You're going to see, we're going to test that, is what you said.
So this was all the way in the beginning of the date. So to close the date, we go to Waffle House and I order him an all-star special. Like I ordered his food.
Nice.
And
well,
he was like,
you're the expert.
He's like, man, like, yeah, he was like, man, I'm getting whatever you say I should get. So I order his food and he's like, wow, this is really good. I was like, thanks. I know I have good taste.
Right.
But this was after obviously said X-rated. Said details.
Right, so you're
happened.
Already not. You're already like this is. You already got a limit. There's an expiration date on this.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm at the end of the race. I see the finish line. I'm like, thanks, blah blah blah, and you know, I'm just like, okay, whatever, bye. So my Uber gets here because, of course, not drinking and driving. Totally support Uber,
mm-hmm.
And I go home, and I don't hear from him until like the next day in the afternoon, and we're talking, and I'm just like thinking in my head, I don't date hoes, like go away.
Right, right. This is, you've already showed your cards.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about this is that you got a guy here who's kind of playing up the whole like player type situation.
Yeah.
And then he's hitting you up the next day. And
yeah,
you're
and
like,
I'm like,
and
the
you're
tables
like, you said
turned.
He was already like asking you questions like,
when can I come back? Like, when am I coming back to his house? And I'm thinking to myself, never.
Never. Okay. Well, Lord Theodore, you had a great night, but that's all it looks like it's going to be.
You are canceled.
You have been canceled.
Sir.
All right. So that was on Wednesday, right? And today's Friday. So Thursday, yesterday, we have Tall Timmy. Tall Timmy actually tall or was he just relatively tall to Small Timmy?
So that's a multi-layered question. He mm-hmm. appeared tall initially, but he is relatively taller than Small Timmy, but he is tall for a gentleman.
Okay, so we're at
maybe
26.
Maybe like 6 feet.
I mean, that's tall. That's taller. Average is like 5'9". So 26 for Tall Timmy here. Now, you said for this one, you felt like you were overdressed. Why did you feel like you were overdressed?
I was wearing like this really nice black blouse. The sleeves, it was a long sleeve shirt, but the sleeves were lace. So it's like the
you
like,
feel like that added a sense of that. That stepped the lace sleeves stepped it up a bit.
Well, I also had like my accessories on. I was wearing some nice shoes. I was wearing some nice pants.
Okay.
And he was just kind of so casual, like almost sweatpants casual.
Oh, whoa. So you guys both Ubered there or you Ubered there and just met him? Because you guys went to the Battery in Marietta. Right?
So I Ubered and he drove.
Okay. And then what did you guys do there? A bar? And what time of night was that? Another evening? They're all evenings, right?
Yes.
None of these are lunch.
None of them are lunch.
Okay. What time was that?
So probably around the same time, 11:30, 12 o'clock. We're drinking. Then we're like, this place is lame. Let's get out of here.
Wow, goodness so gracious. Was it the drinks or just the energy?
The energy of the bar was just so lame. Like, it was just, ugh. So we're walking around the Battery. Like, he was like, I don't remember where I parked. And I was like, okay, cool, no problem. And we find this place that actually just opened in the Battery. Pretty cool. Played some foosball, kicked his butt, rightfully so.
Nice.
But it was just another weird experience because we were, I don't know, it was just strange. But then we're driving to Buckhead. We're like, okay, it's kind of dead over here. Let's go downtown. We get to Buckhead, and for those of you who have never been to the Buckhead bars, or for those of you who have been to the Buckhead bars, it's inevitable. People walk across the street. They jaywalk. They're in the middle of the street. They don't care. And this guy, tall Timmy, I kid you not, almost hits a person intentionally.
With his, what, in
with
the car?
With his car.
To prove what point?
Right. So I'm like kind of a little freaked out by this.
So you're in a car and he's like, watch this.
No.
Vehicular homicide.
No. And I shouldn't laugh at that. It's not funny. But Basically this man starts crossing the street and then he stops in the middle of the road to talk to somebody. Well, the man stops, looks at us, and then walks back in the other direction to talk to somebody. And I was like, should we go or should we stay? So then the man starts walking back across the street. And I was like, I think you should stop because the man's walking again. And tall Timmy gets pissed off and speeds up to hit the guy. The guy didn't get hit. Yeah. And then he goes on this like 5 or 10 minute tangent about how he hates how people do that. There's no point in doing that. He deserves to get hit by a car. And I was like, what a scary person.
Right. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies out there and guys too, if a lady or a guy shows you a modicum, I think that's a word. I like using words. So I'm going to say even a little bit because I'm not sure if modicum is a little bit, but I'll go back to modicum if it is a little bit of craziness. If they show you a little bit of craziness, if they show you a snapshot of their craziness very early on into your interactions with them,
run away.
It's a super red flag and get out of there. Because a lot of times that crazy, once it relaxes, it metastasizes into like large amounts of craziness later. Yeah. So he showed you a little bit of crazy early.
And yeah. And I just kind of felt like additionally, like there wasn't an intellectual connection. So I was
like, what do you mean? Like he just wasn't smart enough for you?
I know
you love an intellectual guy there, Alyssa.
I do. I just love conversation. I love, even if it's stupid stuff, like You can still shoot the breeze and it'd be good.
Right.
And it was just like, he was saying stuff and I just was like, yeah, sounds great. But I just didn't even feel like participating in the conversation because some of the stuff he was saying, I kind of felt like it was like we were watching Ed, and Eddie, and it's like, well, I don't know, like, and I'm like, I didn't even know what he was saying half the time. I was like, you're mumbling. I don't know what you're saying.
So he was, he also was breaking those touch boundaries I have in my notes here.
Yes.
Wait, so what did he do? You said he was cutting off your space. You felt like he was crowding you.
Yeah. So this person was physically crowding me. And we were similar to how we're sitting mm-hmm. across from each other at a table. But he was so close, like his legs, it was almost like he was trying to like entrap me with his body. Because it's like his legs were spread out like wide. And then like I, like being a lady, had my legs crossed. And it was just like, he was like hands on my legs, like his legs were like, and
the I was hands just on your like, legs. You got to, that has to be invited, fellas.
Yeah. And I was just
take,
like,
you got to take some kind of cue there.
Yeah. So I was a little, that was another red flag. I was like, this is way too physical for me. Like initial, like just meeting you physical.
Wow. Okay. So then you said you had to initiate date ending maneuvers.
Yes.
And what did you, what date ending tactics did you use?
So I had to order my Uber. Well, first I was like, we were just talking. I was like, I got to go. I got work in the morning. And he insisted on driving me home. I was like, no, I really would rather you didn't drive me home.
Wow.
And I had to say
that
twice.
How long was it? How much? But you had spent a decent amount of time with this guy at this point, right? Because you guys went to a couple different places. So how you, you said he was already late though. He didn't get there to about midnight.
Like, yeah. So from like 12 to 2, we hung out.
Okay.
And he just kept insisting on driving me home. I was like, no, I'm really good. I don't know. No.
All right.
And I also wanted to eat a burger. I was drinking. I was hungry. And I just wanted a stinking burger. Like, that's all I wanted. And there's this little food truck outside of the bars, some of the bars in Buckhead And they had a burger. And I was like, hey, like, do you want to get a burger? And he was like, I would never get a burger from there or something along the lines of that. But he's like, but I'll share some fries with you. And I felt like he was judging me for wanting to eat a burger. Like, what the heck?
But I'll share some fries with you. First of all, get your own fries.
Yeah.
I never offered to share
get
my fries.
GD fries. Right. Get your own.
Get your own. Do not think that you're just going to. Don't break my fry touching boundaries. You already broke enough touch boundaries today.
Like, don't sit here and, first of all, judge my love of hamburgers and then try and take my fries. No, thank you.
There's a lot going on. So, needless to say, because today is just the next day. That was last night. Will you be going out with Tall Timmy again?
No.
Okay.
So you got a big no-no.
Tall Timmy has been shut down. So, just to kind of wrap up here, which date was better? Because they both sucked, evidently. Tall Timmy or Small Timmy?
Hashtag small to me or tall to me.
Yeah, which one was better?
Scenery and setting, tall to me. Conversation of like level of intellectuality, small to me.
So small to me, better human being, and then tall to me, just better like locations. Because you didn't name any personality situation about tall to me.
Yeah, so maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so this should be mixed up. We get a medium Timmy, get a great date out of that situation.
Yeah.
All right, so this is, so you got some going for next week. So we'll save that. We'll you got some queued up, and they're still probably lining up as we speak.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll see if they'll make it into that date book here. Which has like is that a unicorn or a giraffe on your date book?
It's a giraffe.
Okay. I feel like if it was a unicorn though, it'd be like your date would be phenomenal. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, not everything could be magical, but at least my date planning can.
My date planner can be very magical. All right. Well, this has been very awesome. We'll do another dating recap next week. Or at some point. I don't want to commit to that because you might not be worth talking about. I don't want to just automatically think these guys are going to be worth conversation until they actually happen.
But that's a big part of why I do it is like I love the opportunity to analyze these people and their unique personalities.
Right. You can break it all down.
And it's a good laugh.
Well, at least for me. You know, I'm not sure about some of these guys. You know, I'm not sure if they're laughing because they're not getting any more dates. All right, this has been Reginae TL with Alyssa DiTommaso. Thank you for listening.